Hello and welcome to the 14th episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. I'm your host, Eric Boyd, and today I bring you an interview I conducted with George Parker of Fuel Vapor Technologies. I conducted this interview on the 22nd of March, 2008, which was a long time ago now, I know. I actually thought I had finished all of these interviews, but when I was checking my archives in preparation for the plug-in conference, I discovered this and one further interview, which you'll be enjoying shortly as well. Anyway, even though it was a while ago, I still think this interview is totally relevant. George Parker spoke about his three-wheeled, highly efficient commuter car and the long, rough road that he took to get it where it is now. He also spoke quite highly of the Automotive XPRIZE and the people who are organizing it. So, without further ado, here's George Parker. Hello, I'm Eric Boyd with XPRIZE Cars. I'm here with George Parker of Fuel Vapor Technologies. He's going to talk about his Automotive XPRIZE team.
Alrighty.
Just talk about, you know, yourself, your team members, where you're based.
Okay. Based out of Maple Ridge, just outside of Vancouver, BC, Canada. And we have six people in our group. Todd's our business manager, takes care of keeping things in order. Brad Zimmerman is my technician who works on the wiring and the tuning and the technical end of the fuel vapor stuff, and along with building and testing and running the car on dynos. Shane Brooker is a good friend of mine, works for me and on the floor building the car, building the parts, putting in the time that it takes to put this whole thing together. Then we have two others, Tom Ferran, who's a bit of a computer technician who helps out when he can, and Andy, who's a good friend of mine, known for a long time. He was one of the very first investors that we had, so he helps out because he's a part of the original beginning of the whole company, in that he put out the first $10,000. So, as a group, we seem to work really well together. We've been able to come to agreements on everything and, you know, have good ideas and working together.
And okay, so you've got a great team going by the sounds of it. How did you originally discover the Automotive XPRIZE?
Well, the car we were working on, we were going to build it and sell it in limited quantities as a high-mileage commuter car. So we were well into that before we knew about the Automotive XPRIZE. Brad Zimmerman ran across it, I think, somewhere on the computer. I'm not sure exactly where he ran across it, but as we went through the rules, regulations, and all of the things that they mentioned about
this, the draft guidelines,
qualifications and stuff, we started to think, you know, this sounded like it was built right around what we were doing, around the car we're building. So we were all pretty excited about it. We decided to basically jump in with both feet. So Brad headed up are joining up with the team to, you know, getting a hold of the officials and checking the rules and regulations and qualifying and all that stuff. So it wasn't very long before we were signing up and sending a check because we wanted to be a part of this, because it made sense. It was good to see finally somebody putting together something that would bring all of these people and all of their ideas, which we need, out front, so that we can, you know, maybe two or three ideas will blend together and we'll come up with some real solutions to some of the issues that we need. So the whole, being a part of that whole thing just sounded too good to be true, so we were pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Were you scared originally because of the tandem seat thing? I know that the draft rules said they were not going to allow that, but...
When we first read that, we knew that there was a possibility of a particular category that we'd fit into, but I knew that tandem seating might be something that's going to become more popular, and that with talking to the organizers that maybe some adjustments would be made, because realistically, you know, to get the best mileage and such, which is what we're looking for, tandem seating has to become some part of the process, because you don't have to sit beside somebody to get to some other place. You can sit one behind the other, and it should be accepted, and we felt, or I did anyway, I felt that, you know, maybe it might take a little bit of massaging to get it to become okay. The same with three versus four wheels. That was another thing, that three wheels is an alternate class, which I still think should become part of the regular class, because again, a four-wheeled car versus a three-wheeled car, it's a car is a car, right? I can see where a motorcycle is a different issue because it's two wheels, it's a lot smaller, a lot lighter, everything's different.
And you have to balance it, that's the big...
Yeah, this is essentially a car. It just happens to be one less wheel. I don't know what the future plans are as far as that's concerned, but I strongly feel that we should, personally, I feel we should be in the same class as any car, because essentially that's what it is. And in BC, our car is a car. We can't license it as a... it doesn't fit into any motorcycle category. So, and I never really looked at it as if it was a motorcycle. I know in other areas it can be licensed as a trike.
In California, it would be a motorcycle.
Yeah, and I feel fine. That's fine, because that helps us out in some respects. But realistically, it's just a three-wheel car.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe you could describe your technologies in your car for the listeners.
Our technology has been a long, rough road. I started with this when I was probably 16 or 17. I started dabbling with it because I'd seen another guy that I know working with something similar, and he had some pretty interesting results. So I thought, well, I'm going to try that. I did, and I got some results, which were encouraging. So as I went through life and learned a lot more about a lot of different things and got good at some things and learned how to use my creative skills, I thought, you know, I'm going to put a couple of things together here. I loved airplanes. I worked in the aircraft industry, you know, just small aircraft, and I understood aerodynamics, and I thought, you know, if I combine these two things, I might be able to make a car that gets over 100 miles to gallon, which so far wasn't really readily available. The other thing was nobody was building a commuter vehicle designed for highway use at high speeds getting good mileage. Everybody's making hybrids that are good for around town or some little dinky car that's great in town, but I haven't seen yet anything designed to take one or two people at high rates of speed for long distances, designed specifically to get mileage, good mileage. So that was what encouraged me. And when the price of gas got to over a dollar a liter in my area, it was time that I felt people would accept this idea. And I thought real long and hard about shutting down my other businesses and focusing on building a car that I could show to people that could be fun to drive and look cool and have good mileage at highway speeds. And if you stand on an overpass anywhere and watch the cars go by on the freeway, 90% of them or more, 99% of them have only one person or maybe two. So I thought, you know what, probably what really needs to be done here is to build something that works, that people like, that can help or assist in the re-educating of people as to what we really need, because really we don't need a lot of the stuff that we're driving, but people like to have fun and like to have a little sportiness in what they're driving, which you cannot get in some of the higher mileage little commuter vehicles. So I saw a real need or a niche for what I wanted to build. So once we did it and we took it to the SEMA show, we were shocked by the response we got, so that was encouraging. So it just, you know, encouraged us to keep on going, and it's just been gaining and gaining momentum. And then being a part of the XPRIZE contest has really excelled us, because now people, through their efforts, are seeing what we're doing and interested in contacting us. And so it's all come together in a way I would never, ever have dreamed of. So I'm pretty excited about the future and what might come of this and what could come of the XPRIZE. And being a part of it, you're already a winner. You don't have to win the race to be anywhere. Just being a part of this contest is going to be huge. Something I really look forward to.
Okay, that's great. And now, if you could talk a little bit about financing and business plans for your company.
Well, financing is one of those things that is always a struggle, especially when you're trying to sell an idea. We were fortunate in the beginning to get friends and family that believed in what we were going to do to stick $10,000 in, or five, or 20, or 30, here and there. So we've done everything we've done. Now we've got three cars, we've got our shop, our equipment, our rent is paid. Everything that we've done in the last two or 2.5 years has been paid for by a small group of investors, and nobody makes a wage at our shop. We're all putting in our time doing what we believe in, that we have passion in. And so we're hoping at some point to encourage somebody that has the same passion that we do, that also has deeper pockets, that might want to get involved with us and help us to continue what we are doing, because you can only go so far before you get stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
And so far we've had some pretty interesting offers, and I know that from what I've seen so far, there's no reason why we can't, you know, find the right kind
of
person.
Match.
We're pretty fussy. We're looking for people with integrity and passion, and people that are really sincerely looking at not so much the money that can be made, but the future that we can change. So we are fussy, picky, I guess you could say, in that respect. And anyway, that's the long and the short of that part.
That's good. So you do hope to make cars that people will be able to buy if you win the prize, right?
Well, we're going to, for sure, because we've had thousands of inquiries to buy, even though we haven't advertised for sale.
Wow.
I've been telling people when we achieve 100 miles to gallon or better, the car will then be for sale. So right now we're in the R&D stages and we're working on it. We've got lots of ideas that we still haven't tried yet. We're going to go to a series hybrid and apply the technology we learned and come up with on our gas vapor. It's going to be applied to a series hybrid so that we can extend the mileage even further while still having the performance we want, which is the ultimate goal. So we're not going to sacrifice performance, and we're not going to sacrifice mileage. And some people say, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Well, in my life, I've done a couple of projects where I had my cake and ate it too, and this is going to be number three.
All right. That's great. So any closing thoughts? Anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think I can say enough about the organizers of the Automotive X Prize, what they've done and what they're doing and how things are looking, and the responses that I've seen from people. I can't believe how well organized and well thought out this is. It's become something way bigger than I could ever imagine being a part of, and all I can say is thank you for the opportunity of being a part of it. And I can't, it's just amazing where this is going and the people it's drawing together. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I've had the same experience. It's been incredible. So, in closing, have you got a website?
I do. You can find our company at fuelvaporcar.com. That's all one word, and it's spelled the U.S. way. Fuel vapor with an O-R.
Vapor with an O-R.
fuelvaporcar.com.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And that was George Parker of Fuel Vapor Technologies. I'm your host, Eric Boyd, and this is the 14th episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. If you liked what you heard here today, you can find out more at xprizecars.com. Thanks for listening.